The art of patience. Why great renovations take time. We live in a culture obsessed with speed, trained by one-click purchases, next-day deliveries, and instant everything to believe that fast is the same as efficient. Some things resist acceleration, though, and they tend to be the ones that matter most. Architecture is one of them. In high-end construction, alignment can't be rushed, craftsmanship can't be fast-tracked, and time can't be compressed without giving up the one thing you're actually paying for, which is permanence. At Hoppler Design and Build, we treat patience less as a delay and more as a tool. Here's why real luxury takes the time it takes. Artisanal craftsmanship and material preparation requiring precise environmental control and curing time, the illusion of the three-month renovation. In New York, every client has heard the siren song at some point. We can finish this in 3 months. It sounds wonderful, and it's usually either untrue or worse, technically true at a cost you'll pay for later. Fastwork has a way of hiding unfinished systems. Walls close up before inspections pass. Subfloors go unleveled because the schedule didn't allow for it, and the home looks flawless on move-in, day only to start failing a few months in, with squeaking floors, peeling paint, and cracking grout. Every week, saved by rushing, tends to come back as a repair bill down the line, because luxury is ultimately defined by the absence of compromise, the rhythm of the build. A renovation moves less like a sprint and more like a symphony, where every project follows a natural rhythm and skipping a beat causes the whole composition to fall apart. This isn't inefficiency so much as respect for what the materials and the technical work genuinely require. Process requirement, consequence of rushing plaster, full cure time, bubbling paint and surface delamination later, wood flooring, acclimate on site to the room's humidity before installation, warps, cups, and open structural gaps once it's down. Systems tested and verified before the walls close over them. A leak or electrical fault becomes an expensive excavation rather than a quick fix, architectural mood board, and material transitions planned for long-term durability and aesthetic coherence. The invisible craftsmanship. The most important patience is the kind clients rarely see. The days spent waiting for concrete to reach full compressive strength, custom millwork resting in climate-controlled storage, or imported stone working its way through customs. From the outside, this can look like nothing is happening. From where we sit, it's the architecture breathing. Customs timing deserves its own mention, because for Manhattan projects, it's one of the most underestimated variables in the whole schedule. Rare materials ordered from Italy or Turkey, a particular marble, a specific hand-glazed tile, don't simply arrive when promised. They clear inspection on the port's timeline, not yours. And a shipment held for documentation or additional review can push a project's critical path by weeks with no warning. A serious builder plans for that possibility rather than being surprised by it, ordering long lead materials early and building the uncertainty into the sequence from the start. To keep momentum, we run parallel processes wherever the build allows, so that while the floors acclimate, we're integrating the lighting, and this orchestration is much of what separates a renovation that still looks right in 50 years from one that looks tired in 5. Speed builds spaces, time builds stories. There's a psychological dimension to all of this as well. Rushed schedules push clients toward impulse decisions, while time tends to create clarity. It lets you sit with samples at different hours of the day, watch how a material behaves under changing light, and refine your vision before it's locked into place. The slower the build, within reason, the clearer the result tends to become. Detailed finishing work on custom cabinetry, ensuring perfect alignment and tactile quality. Time as a material. In genuine luxury construction, time functions as a material as tangible as stone or brass, and you can feel it in the finished work. The depth of hand-applied plaster, the softness of a banister sanded 6 times over, the precise alignment of custom cabinetry. We build the way watchmakers do, aiming not to be the fastest, but to deliver the last renovation you'll ever need. In an industry built on selling immediacy, choosing patience is close to a radical act. Time isn't what slows a project down. It's what gives a finished home its soul. Let the plaster dry. The result tends to be worth the wait. Why can't a high-end renovation just be finished faster? Because several of the most important stages depend on physical processes that simply can't be sped up. Plaster and concrete need time to cure and reach full strength. Wood needs to acclimate to the room before it's installed, and systems have to be tested before they're sealed behind finished walls. Compressing that schedule doesn't make the work happen faster. It just moves the failures to a point after you've moved in, when they're far more expensive to reach and repair. How do New York building rules affect a renovation timeline? More than most people expect. Most Manhattan buildings restrict construction to weekday daytime hours, commonly around 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., with no work permitted on weekends or holidays. That alone caps how much can happen in a given week. And when you add scheduled elevator windows and limits on how many workers are allowed on site at once, a project that might take a certain number of working days elsewhere simply spans more calendar time here. It's one of the clearest reasons a Manhattan renovation runs longer than an identical one would in a private house. Do imported materials really cause delays? They can. And it's worth planning for. Stone and specialty finishes ordered from places like Italy or Turkey clear customs on the port's schedule rather than yours, and a shipment held for inspection or documentation can add weeks to the critical path with little notice. The practical protection is ordering long lead materials early and building that uncertainty into the sequence, rather than assuming everything arrives exactly on time. Does a longer timeline mean a more expensive project? Not necessarily, and often the opposite over the life of the home. A realistic schedule that lets materials cure, acclimate, and get tested properly is what prevents the callbacks, repairs, and premature wear that a rushed job produces. The upfront timeline is longer, but the total cost of ownership, counting everything you'd otherwise spend fixing shortcuts, usually comes out lower.